A new strain of avian flu is spreading in Wisconsin, with two outbreaks reported in Jefferson and Rock counties. Around the country, millions of chickens have been euthanized to try and prevent further spread, but the State Department of Natural Resources has found the disease in wild birds across the state. The CDC says this new strain doesn't pose a public health risk to humans, but it could affect the poultry industry if more farms have outbreaks. Our guests today are working to track the spread of the bird flu and develop a vaccine. Adele Talat is professor of microbiology in the Department of Pathobiological Sciences at UW-Madison. Adele, welcome to Central Time.
Hello, hello.
And Keith Polson is director of the Wisconsin Veterinary Diagnostic Laboratory and a clinical assistant professor in the Medical Sciences Department at the UW-Madison School of Veterinary Medicine. Keith, thanks for being with us today.
Hi, thanks for having us.
Keith, your team is monitoring this new strain of avian flu, how it's spreading. How widespread is it right now? What's your level of concern?
Well, the concern nationwide has been watching it come and spread through the migratory bird pathways. It's a little bit different than what it was in 2015, where we saw it come west to east, and now we're really seeing it go east to west, totally opposite. So in Wisconsin, we've only seen a few positive premises, but right now I think the hotspots are in Minnesota and South Dakota, but we're watching it very closely, so I don't think we're out of the woods yet.
Adele, how easily does this strain of the avian flu spread from bird to bird?
Very easily. When I was in vet school, they told me that avian flu, when it comes to a flock, it just spreads very quickly like air and can cause mortalities within hours of getting infected. So it's very easily spread through aerosol, but also can be spread through contaminated equipment or personnel moving from one infected place to another. All of these modes of transmission, very easy to be done with avian influenza.
And Keith, is there much we can do to contain the spread now that's been detected in wild birds?
Sure. So the containing the wild birds are extremely difficult, right? Mm-hmm. Their wild populations are, especially when they have really long migratory patterns, they go from one hemisphere to the other. But there's a pretty extensive infrastructure between the State Department of Ag and the U.S. Department of Ag to be able to identify flocks extremely fast with the National Animal Health Laboratory Network, so the NALM networks, to be able to identify them quickly, to be able to stop that spread by depopulating, to stop spread on the premises or from going from different premises that are owned by the same company or the same farmer.
Adele, I understand you're working on a potential vaccine for this avian flu. Can you tell us what that kind of research is like, how long it takes to turn it around?
Usually, making a vaccine and get it from the idea to being approved with a proof of concept and going through the licensing from the USDA, it takes about between 3 and 5 years for the USDA for animal vaccines. So we are in the concept stage where we showed that we have some vaccine candidates that can be very protective against avian influenza. But the question is, can this vaccine be used or not? Because right now the main control ways for eliminating avian flu is basically getting rid of the infected birds. And once this is done, definitely cause a lot of economic losses. So there is another potential way, which is using the vaccine, and that's what we are advocating for, and this is what we are working on.
And Adele, we see different strains come along from time to time. If we come up with a vaccine, I have nothing to do with it. If you come up with a vaccine for this strain of avian flu, is there a chance that it might provide protection from a strain that comes along in 3 or 4 years?
There is a very strong chance that the vaccines that we are working on and others too, they have multivalent vaccine, where the vaccine can protect against multiple isolates or multiple strains of multiple genotypes of the avian flu. So definitely there is a good potential to have a universal vaccine that can protect against all of the high pathogenicity avian influenza and also low pathogenicity avian influenza.
We're talking about this new strain of avian flu creating a lot of concern around the country and concern here in Wisconsin. Adele Talat is with us from the Department of Pathobiological Sciences at UW-Madison. Keith Polson from the Wisconsin Veterinary Diagnostic Laboratory. Keith, I know I'm sure poultry business owners are watching this very carefully. I know zoos, I was just at a zoo the other day, all the birds are inside, they're not being exposed. for backyard chicken owners and people like that who might be listening, do you have precautions you might suggest to them?
Sure. So backyard chickens are, it depends on where you are. So in Madison, a backyard flock is going to be a maximum of four, right? But a small flock, let's say you live in Janesville or Plymouth, you know, could be up to 1,000 birds. So those are what we consider small flocks. So, but our backyard flocks, especially for our urban chicken owners, the best thing that we can do is watch those chickens and keep them in their coops as much as possible. Now, that can be challenging. I think probably the listeners out there that have chickens in their backyard are thinking there's no way that I can keep those chickens locked up or inside all the time. So we just have to be cognizant that there are migrating birds that are going to be moving through. That migration pattern is has a finite or an end date to it. And then as the weather gets warm, I was talking to colleagues in Texas today. They're hoping that there isn't going to be any more spread because it's really starting to get hot down there. So flu should be done. But really just keeping a close eye on your birds and contacting the DACCAP or the Department of Animal Health, Trade and Consumer Protection if and when you have questions. Now for the zoo, I mean, I get that question a lot too of, you know, why are these birds, why were they bringing them inside? And we all know if you've been to Vilas Zoo and many of our other zoos around the state, there's a significant number of zoos is that those birds are, they commingle with migrating ducks, either on Lake Winger or on the speed skating rink there. So bringing them in, even though those bird species are less susceptible to highly pathogenic avian influenza, there's a big risk to those exotic populations. So out of an abundance of caution, that's why they're bringing them indoors. And I think that's following recommendations from most animal health officials.
On a related note, Adele, we got an email question from Sue who says she needs to buy chicks this spring, wondering if it's safe or what safety measures she can take from the get-go.
Well, the good news is that we have a very good system for tracking and for eliminating avian flu in our poultry flocks here. So I can guarantee you if you're getting your chicken from regular slaughterhouses, which basically going to the supermarket, this will be very safe. And you should not be worried about this. You should be worried about some other infections like Campylobacter and so on. So you just use the general measures that you do when you're handling a chicken, wash your hands after every time you handle a chicken or chicken meat, and also make sure that you don't spread whatever in the chicken with everything or every other place in the kitchen here or other food items. These are the main things that you can do at the house, but you should not be worried that you're gonna be eating a chicken that has avian flu. We have a very good system for tracking the infection and also for the inspection at slaughterhouses.
And Keith, for people who own poultry or other birds in any quantity, are there warning signs? Are there symptoms that present that suggest they should get testing going right away?
Yeah, and as Dr. Talat said, you know, this is a 100% mortality virus for chickens and other commercial poultry like turkeys. So really the biggest number one sign is that you'll see a large mortality rate in a flock. So you'll see, you know, 30 to 40, even 50% that will be dead within suddenly over a day. They also sometimes before they die, they'll have respiratory signs. So they might get what's called blue comb. So the comb on their head will turn blue because they have low oxygen because it's a respiratory disease. And then the other main clinical sign that we're hearing about would be diarrhea. So but it happens really fast. And anytime you see a high mortality event, contact your veterinarian and or the Department of Animal Health.
We'll leave it there. Keith, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me. Call anytime.
And Adele, thanks for being with us.
Thank you very much.
Adele Talat is a professor of microbiology at UW-Madison. Keith Polson is director of the Wisconsin Veterinary Diagnostic Laboratory at the UW-Madison School of Veterinary Medicine. They join us today to look at the spread of avian flu in Wisconsin and around the country and the ongoing efforts to track it, stop it, and hopefully come up with a vaccine at some point.